The Patriots, on the other hand, the post-Brady era in New England. Go cry in your clam chowder, you East Coast punks.
Biggest game of the week, K-Win.
Ooh, yeah. Prime time.
Hawks versus Niners. First meeting of the season.
But three teams started last week undefeated. There's only one left. What happened to your Seahawks, Big Ben? What happened?
Oh, let's not start there. How about we start with the Raiders losing to the Bucs? Oh, my goodness. If you're Josh Jacobs sitting in the locker room and someone says, hey, our entire starting offensive line is out with COVID, it's not going to be a good day. And it wasn't a good day. 10 carries, 17 yards for Josh Jacobs. Henry Ruggs, you picked him up. We picked him up.
Yeah.
Two catches for 35 yards. Not too great at all. And then hoping for some excitement at the end of the game. The only excitement I saw was TB12 might have had a 50 burger from the fantasy side. Not much to say about this game. K-Win, what'd you see? 42-20.
It wasn't pretty. I'm on the Raiders bandwagon. I'm not hopping off yet. I still got them making it to the playoffs, even though they dropped this game. They couldn't run. They couldn't apply any pressure whatsoever on Tom, and they couldn't get Ruggs loose. It all came down to Carlton Davis. I said it last week. The Bucs have a great young defense, a stingy defense. They shut down Ruggs. They shut down Josh Jacobs. They shut down everything. But, Raider fans, help is on the way. The offensive line is coming back. Big Ben's boy, Richie Incognito, is coming off the IR. And also, we have Trent Brown set to return on the offensive line from COVID-19. So, Raiders, we'll take this loss. We'll move on to the next one. We'll see you in Cleveland.
I said I would not jump on the – I'm actually pretty happy for you not jumping off a bandwagon so quickly. I said I would jump off the bandwagon if the Raiders lost. I am still jumping off that bandwagon. The Raiders won't make the playoffs. I'm sorry after what I saw.
Bucks are like the best team in football. The Bucks, Tampa, the Chiefs, the Ravens.
Tampa, Sourdough Sam, Jimmy G, and Jeff Wilson dismantle the Pats, K-Win.
Yes.
Your Niners come up big, 33-6. If you had Jerick McKinnon, I didn't, but I played against him two leagues. Good for me, bad for everyone else. Jeff Wilson, 17 carries, 100 yards, over 100 yards, and three TDs. Are you kidding me? Went over 100 yards receiving. Can the Niners stay healthy and sustain this, K-Win? What did you say?
So Jerick McKinnon, he missed all of 2018 and 2019 battling injuries. So he came into this season as the number three back, got accelerated to the number one back due to injuries, but they wanted to rest him because of his workload. And while they rested him, the Niners got their swagger back. They got back to their identity. It's running the ball, and it's playing in a very efficient play-action passing game. I don't care if it's Jeff Wilson, Mozart, McKinnon, Hasty. They run the ball, and they did it. They dominated the game. 467 total yards. Wilson was great, even though he got hurt. But the Patriots, on the other hand, the post-Brady era in New England, go cry in your clam chowder, you East Coast punks.
Oh, the tears are red over there in New England. All right, big thing. Big news here on WST. Herbert's first win. I'm going to say his name correctly from here on out. Herbert gets his first win. Keenan Allen caught everything thrown his way. The mighty mustache Minshew went down to the Herbert. God, I want to say a bear so badly.
Don't do it.
It's the first time the Duck has beat a Cougar in like 5 years if we're going to the collegiate ranks. J-Mo's got to be happy. What did you see in this game, K-Win? Because I'm personally happy for a Pac-12 quarterback.
Herbert looked great. Threw for a career high, 347 yards, three TDs, even rushed for a touchdown. And in 6 weeks, we've seen Herbert throw down the field We've seen him make plays with his feet, and we've seen him win a game. And I'm going on record. I said it a couple weeks ago. I'm saying it again. The rookie quarterback class, Tua, Burrow, Herbert, WST podcast, bold prediction. Herbert's going to be the best one in that class. Hands down. He looks great. He can do it all.
He does look great. And you might need to check your text messages because J-Mo may be texting Herbert on the side. Rams beat the Bears 24-10. I mean, this was a Monday night game. And can the Rams do something exciting for me? I can't stand to watch them for some reason. Cooper Kupp, you know, he's the only one you want on your fantasy team. But no one over 100 yards receiving, no one over 100 yards rushing. What do you see in this game? It's down in LA. It's your jurisdiction. You take them.
Tyler Higbee, cut him. Fantasy football, got rid of him. Let's not talk about the Rams offense. Let's talk about their defense. Their defense is great. And their defense is putting them in a position to win ball games. Jared Goff did okay. The three-headed running monster did what they did, but it was the defense. The play of the game, Terrell Lewis, Rams rookie linebacker out of Alabama. Third round.
Alabama.
Made a huge play. It was fourth and one. Into the third quarter, he stuffed the run. The Bears only got in the red zone twice in the first three quarters. Another big win. It's Aaron Donald. It's Jalen Ramsey. And now it's Terrell Lewis. And the defense is playing well. If the offense can do what they do, hand the ball off, run first, Rams, they have a shot at making the playoffs.
Whew. A lot of people make the playoffs this year, K-1. And two teams that I believe will make the playoffs, the Hawks and the Cardinals, are big. Look back. DK running down Buda Baker. You and I have said this. This would have been the highlight of the game if the Hawks.
Play of the year.
Play of the year. 22 miles. Can you run 22 miles per hour?
No.
I think you and I combined could only run 20.
If we're lucky. If the wind's going with us.
So you saw it. It was a little unordinary to see Russell throw three picks. Kyler outplayed him a little bit. But I think it will be a quarterback controversy, or not controversy, but you'll see Kyler, Russell throughout the next probably 3 or 4 years. Disappointing I wasn't at this game. Again, I wish I was there. But I'll say this. It was a storybook ending. I think it cements the Cardinals as a playoff team. Jess Root's probably going big.
Probably.
Big play by our guy out of Clemson. What'd you see?
We came in the game talking offense, but it was all defense. Russ threw for three interceptions. Simmons, the linebacker / free safety / everything defensive weapon, made a big interception, which led to the game-winning field goal. The Hawks defense, on the other hand, failed to sack or knock down Kyler across 48 dropbacks. And that's why they had to make a trade to get some help on the front, get someone on the defensive end. The Hawks will be all right. Russ will be all right. They just dropped this game in Arizona. If they split with the Cardinals, they continue to win. I still see them as a high seed in the playoffs.
I could see. Could you see this? All four teams out of the NFC West making the playoffs?
I think three out of the four will make it. I think four will
be in the hunt. So who are the three? I'm going to put you on the spot here.
It's going to be Seahawks. And because I love the Los Angeles Rams, anyone who's listened to this podcast should know I love the Los Angeles Rams. They're going to make it. And the Niners, Arizona, late season skid. They're out. They go.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa, we didn't even bring up our player of the week from week 7.
Week 7?
Yeah, I'm going Tyler Lockett. He had 17 catches, over 200 yards, 3 TDs, and he is the second Seahawk since, you've got his jersey, Steve Largent, to go over 200 yards. Tyler Lockett, congratulations. Our week 7 player of the year.
Week 7.
Or player of the week.
I'm going to give it to Jeff Wilson. You're on the IR now, but you went for 17 carries, 130 yards and three TDs against the Pats. Not a bad day for Jeff Wilson. He probably will get paid in the offseason if he's not already paid. So, Jeff Wilson, there you go. All right, let's go into week eight. Is it week eight? Where are we? Week eight?
We are week eight.
Week eight preview. Raiders versus Browns in Cleveland. Cleveland's 5-2, lost OBJ. I can't figure out the Raiders. Josh Jacobs could be out for this game. And then Cleveland's with no OBJ. Fantasy tip, K-Wen, Harrison Bryant.
Got him.
Got him? We got him. What do you see in this game? I think the offensive line should be back and healthy, but who knows? We're in Cleveland. What do you got?
The offensive line for the Raiders will be back, and they will be healthy. Cleveland is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Raiders will be rocking and rolling back into the win column. Jacobs will play. He's going for 100 yards. Ruggs is going for 125 and a touchdown. All is good in Las Vegas. The Raiders win and are back on track to make the playoffs.
I agree with you. I think there's some downtime after consoling everyone in the locker room around OBJ's injury. And the Raiders win. I don't see it handedly. Probably a good 24-21 game. Let's go to Rams versus Dolphins. Dolphins have already taken down the 49ers, and it's Tua time, K-Win.
Yes.
Fitzpatrick, you're back to clipboard Fitz. The only good thing to come out of Fitz is Aaron Donald. If you're Fitzpatrick, Aaron Donald is not the one coming at you this week. Now Tua steps in. Literally the only reason I'll be watching this game, K-Win, I'm not a fan of the Rams offense. I'm a fan of watching the Dolphins for some reason, and it comes back to my dad. Remember when?
Remember when?
My dad would come back from his fantasy draft. He'd say, Ben, or I'd ask him, how'd we do, Dad? He'd go, well, we got a chance. I go, what does that mean? He goes, well, I got Dan Marino and Irving Fryer. Irving Fryer was a top wide receiver for the Fins back in the day. And people think Tua is the next coming of Dan Marino, which we'll see. I picked him up on my fantasy team. Fins have won two straight. We'll see against the Rams. What do you see in this game?
I got the Dolphins winning, and it's not because I want or need the Rams to lose for the 49ers to gain ground. It is because Miami has a top five defense, and the run first Rams will be slowed down by Miami's front four. Look out for Emmanuel Ogba. He signed this offseason from the Chiefs, and he leads the attack, and he's going to slow down the Rams' three-headed running monster. I got Miami winning, Tua getting his first win.
Tua outright. First win, first start in. All right, Chargers play the Broncos in Mile High. Broncos are winless this year at home. John Elway. If you're John Elway, you're probably salivating over the fact that you missed on Herbert.
How does he still have a job? He's ruined the Broncos.
Who do you have? Drew Locke? I mean, you brought back Peyton to win the Super Bowl, but you have Drew Locke, you have the guy out of Boise State, and he has Coop touches with Rippon. But there's not much else to this game. Actually, this is my lock of the week. Chargers win this game big. Herbert comes out. No, that's how I said Herbert. Herbert comes out and throws two TDs to Keenan Allen, another one to Hunter Henry, and the Chargers roll.
Drew Locke, Denver's QB, has not thrown a touchdown in his last two starts, while Justin Herbert, the Chargers QB, has thrown seven. What scares me, though, is the Chargers defense have allowed 253 yards per game. But that is going to stop because Melvin Ingram is back. We saw what he did last week with Jacksonville. Ingram plus Bosa plus Herbert equals a lock. And that's not a Drew lock. This is a lock win for the Chargers. I'm going Chargers. They're winning in week eight.
All right. So we agree there. Biggest game of the week, K-Win.
Ooh, yeah. Prime time.
Hawks first Niners. First meeting of the season. We need a lot of banter here.
Yeah.
How many people do Bobby Wagner, how many people, players, does Bobby Wagner injure this week? And is Debo actually hurt or is he hiding from DK?
Debo is hurt. He's not hiding. And Bobby Wagner injures nobody because Bobby, along with the rest of the defense, can't tackle or stop anyone.
Wow. Shots fired. Where's your Shanahan hat?
I'm waiting for Monday after they win to rub it in.
So you're calling a win for the Niners?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
There's no home field advantage. No. Jimmy, I think they're – from what
are
I've seen –
are we betting on this game?
We are. $25.
All right. Straight up?
You have to give me 7, actually.
No, we're going straight up.
All right, so I'll take the Seahawks straight up, and I think the difference in this game is how a guy like KJ Wright plays, or a guy like, I mean, we might see Nickel come in and play a lot. I mean, there's sweeps. It's all about the corner with or getting out to the corners with the San Francisco Niners offense. You know, 49ers offense. I don't know how to call this game score wise. Yeah. I know the Hawks are going to win, but what do you think?
Well, the Niners are down 8 defensive starters this year. They're down to their 3rd string running back. You can see 4 string because of what Wilson did last week. The Seahawks are loaded. They got Russ, the front runner for MVP. They got baby Megatron DK running 23 miles an hour. And they got Jamal Adams, Big Ben self-proclaimed Kittle stopper. So with all those numbers, I'm still going San Francisco. And just Ooh. Like week 17 of last year, the Niners are going to win on the road in Seattle this year in week 8. Go Niners.
I like the bet. It's going to be a good game. All right, let's talk a little bit of fantasy tips. And then get one. You got any? You've heard mine.
WST Podcast is 5-2 behind the 40 burger from Justin Herbert. And now we have some controversy at wide receiver. I don't have any tips, but you can give me some tips. Like, who do we play? We got Ridley. We got Kupp. We got CeeDee Lamb. We got Ruggs. We got LaVisca. I'm swapping out. Ruggs is starting. CeeDee Lamb is sitting. That's what we're going with.
I like the idea.
Some people collect cars. We collect wide receivers at WST Podcast.
WST Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, you can get us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, WSD underscore podcast on both Instagram and Twitter. Kwin, who are our sponsors?
88 Acres and No Filter Network. Check us out. We're going live this Thursday for the Niners-Packers game. You can come in. You can talk to us. We might even have a very special guest.
Go Pack, go.
Boom.
WSD Podcast. Boom.